Recent figures, including those released by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration within the Department of Health and Human Services, indicate that marijuana use among young people between the ages of 12 and 17 is remaining relatively steady at around 12.5%. But that figure may not be consistent when it comes to use of a cannabis concentrate. ASU Assistant Professor Madeline Meyer in the university's Department of Psychology recently led a study that looked at answers on marijuana use by 50,000 8th through 12th graders. And she's with me to talk about the results. Madeline, first, what's the difference between cannabis concentrate and the more common form of marijuana that's used?
So marijuana refers to a particular preparation of the cannabis plant, and that's the flower, the bud. And it's what most people are used to thinking of when they think of marijuana or the word cannabis. Cannabis concentrates or marijuana concentrates refer to a product that uses the cannabis plant like marijuana, but instead of preparing it like buds or leaves, like marijuana, what they do is they use a solvent to extract the THC in a highly concentrated product that looks a lot different than the marijuana buds and leaves. It instead looks like maybe a brittle substance that shatters easily. It can look waxy, and it can even just be a clear liquid.
Based on the percentage of the teens who said that they'd used marijuana and a pretty good percentage, almost a quarter had used concentrate, tell me why that is so significant.
Sure. So we found that 33% of the 8th, 10th, and 12th graders in Arizona reported that they had used cannabis at some point in their life. And that's consistent with what we see in nationally representative norms. So data collected on adolescents in the 8th, 10th, and 12th grades across the United States. What we did was something that hasn't really been done before and asked these adolescents not only if they'd use cannabis, but if they'd use that particular very high THC form of cannabis called concentrate. And we found that 24% of them said that they had used. So almost one in four 8th, 10th, and 12th graders had used concentrate. And that's potentially concerning because the concentrate does contain very high concentrations of THC, which is the psychoactive constituent of cannabis. And we know that THC has dose effects on things like cognitive impairment, psychotic-like experiences. We're concerned that it's possible that by using these very highly concentrated THC products, the concentrates, kids may be putting themselves at higher risk for these negative outcomes. Now, the study wasn't able to address that issue. We simply asked how often kids were, or how many kids were using. The significance of this is, you know, that this is a highly potent cannabis product that has the potential to alter functioning if kids are using it frequently.
So there's reason to believe that it would have a larger impact on a young person's mind than it would on an adult, probably.
There's some evidence to suggest that adolescents are particularly vulnerable to the effects of THC on brain function and structure and on cognitive function. We know it's very clear that adolescents who use cannabis are at higher risk for becoming addicted than adults who use. So, yeah, there's a concern that adolescent use is particularly worrisome.
So are there other sort of basic risks to using this?
Researchers are just starting to study it and get a handle on what's happening. But there is concern that these types of products will contain residual solvent. So they're made with toxic solvents like butane. And it's possible that there is butane left over in the product that people are using. So that's one potential health concern. Another health concern that we've already seen, for example, in states like California and Colorado, is that making the concentrate can be very risky, again, because it involves handling of these flammable solvents. And so we've seen explosions, for example, in homes where there's concentrate being made. Mm. It's pretty risky to make them. And then finally, the third risk is that some methods of using concentrate, so how people are using it, involve using a blowtorch. Oh. And the blowtorch is necessary to really heat the concentrate. And I think it's really scary to think that kids who are getting high also have their hands on a blowtorch, which can lead to burns.
As you said, there's just been some studying. What do you want to try to do next?
I think the next question is whether the use of these very high THC cannabis products amplify an adolescent's risk for addiction. It could be, for example, that adolescents simply use less of the cannabis when there's a lot of THC, And in that case, it wouldn't increase their risk any more than marijuana. On the other hand, I don't know how good adolescents are at what's called titrating their use, using less when the THC content is high. And so I want to know if they titrate, and if not, does that have an effect on their risk for addiction, their cognitive function, their psychotic-like experiences, things of that nature.
Madeline Meyer is an assistant professor in ASU's Department of Psychology.